You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. We're going to be joined by Adonijah Green, who is the first member of Louisville's 2023 recruiting class. He'll join us here in a little bit later on the Cards Cast. Going to, you know, get to know him a little bit better. So looking forward to spending some time with him. But in the world of recruiting, the calendar is kind of flipping a little bit. It's going from 2022 to now the spotlight is firmly shining on the 2023 class. But before we completely turn that page, let's just kind of, I guess, quickly recap the 2022 class. We did get an opportunity to visit with Scott Satterfield, U of L head coach Scott Satterfield, earlier in the week as he discussed the class, which the majority of them signed in December during the early signing period. They did add four late additions, two from the high school ranks, two out of the transfer portal, all four going to be joining the Cardinals secondary, which is clearly a position of need due to the offseason turnovers and the struggles that that existed in the Cardinals secondary last year. So certainly got some attention and looks like they've bulked up, especially the depth chart for that secondary, which was very needed. But when you're looking at this class, clearly things have changed on the recruiting landscape, as we all know now. It's just not anymore go out and find the top high school kids and maybe a junior college player here or there. The transfer portal is playing a significant role, as we know, and it seems to be gaining with each passing year how much of an impact it can have on a recruiting class. And one of the things that it does is, you know, it changes kind of the philosophy a little bit. Instead of just going out and signing, if it's a regular size class, going out and signing 25 high school kids, a coaching staff may say, okay, let's sign 15 high school kids and we'll focus the rest on the transfer portal, or vice versa. Maybe they'll put a little bit more weight on the transfer portal and sign fewer than they normally would out of the high school ranks. So certainly impacting it. And with that, there are multiple rankings now available. You have the traditional rankings that have been around forever. Now you've got the transfer rankings, and you also have the overall, where you're kind of combining the two. So let's kind of recap where Louisville's set for 2022. The class, in your traditional sense, just 15 commits really out of the high school ranks. And in that ranking, you know, nothing really to scream from the rooftops about. The class ended up ranking number 54, which is kind of to be expected when you've got a lower number of high school commits in that class. You know, that's where you can kind of get a better sense of how a class looks when you look at the average prospect rating, which we'll touch base on in a little bit. Regarding the transfer rankings, Louisville finished at number 19. Very impressive. They did a great job in the in their recruiting efforts in the portal, brought in some areas that they needed to fill, guys that can come in and make an impact or provide very quality depth. And then when you combine the two, the traditional as well as the transfer portal rankings, Louisville finished at number 42 in the combined overall rankings, which, you know, gives them a little jump, kind of gives you a little sense of how well they did do as far as the transfer portal rankings. Hard for me to say there. Going back to the traditional rankings, Louisville sits at number 9 in the ACC, but when you look at the combined, they jump up a little bit and sit at number, a very, you know, respectable at this point, number 6 in the ACC. So you certainly want Louisville in that upper half. If you're going to compete for the ACC championship, you got to reside in the upper half and you got to continue to climb. And that is certainly becoming the focus as 2023, is now squarely in their view and finishing up. Looking at the average prospect ranking, I think this is an area that really should get some attention. I'm not sure it does enough. The class average rating per prospect finished with a rating of 8.626, which is the second highest in Louisville football history since these type of rankings have been put together, which stretches back to the early 2000s. So it's been over 20 years of this kind of data pouring in. And this current class, the 2022 class that Louisville just inked, when you look at their average prospect rating, is the second highest that the program has enjoyed. The only one squeezing it out is the 2018 class. And if you look back at that one, one of the higher rated members of that class never really even did step on the field for the Cardinals. So In hindsight, obviously, a lot of these things could change because of transfers and in and out. But when you're just looking at the raw data, this class does currently sit at number two. And in comparison, looking back to 2011, which was the class that Teddy Bridgewater, Eli Rogers, Devontae Parker, and a number of other guys that ended up having great careers with U of L and went on to the NFL and continued to play in the NFL for some of them, that class was at 8601. So that kind of gives you a reference point at where this class sits in relation to all the classes prior. Now, obviously, things have changed for Louisville. Louisville is no longer in Conference USA. It's no longer in the Big East. It is sitting in the ACC. And if you want to, you know, honestly and annually compete for a spot in the ACC championship, you've got to take that average prospect ranking and rise it even more. I mean, it's creeping there, but it needs to continue to rise. And we're seeing that so far in the early stages, significantly, actually, in the 2023 class. So, and another thing of note, when you're looking back at these prospect ratings, and again, I think it's a great way to judge how the recruiting efforts have been, regardless of the class size. Louisville, for the first time, has seen three upward ticks in their average prospect rating. They've had multiple instances where they've gone up twice with their recruiting efforts, but never before have they done it in three consecutive recruiting cycles. So really got to tip the hat to Scott Satterfield and his staff for continuing to, you know, make a concerted effort to get the talent level to where it needs to be to compete for the ACC. Again, not where it needs to be just yet, but certainly trending in the right direction. And now as things shift to the 2023 class, still very, very early in the stage for that, obviously. Well, let me back up real quick regarding the 2022 class. When we're talking about player prospect ratings, one thing of note is Popeye Williams, you know, a guy that joined the class early on, had chances to really pick from a lot of different schools in the country. Kid went down at the Under Armour All-American game in January, really impressed the scouts, had a great performance working against some of the other top players in the country, got a nice boost in his ratings, now at a 9.292 prospect rating, which sits him at number 13 all time for Louisville commits, for Louisville commits, and also the highest of the Scott Satterfield era to have signed for Louisville. So quite notable there. And then as we flip over to 2023, one of the early members of the recruiting class, as we know, quarterback Clarkson, gave his announcement to use billboards throughout town. You know, it's quite a different experience driving around. I was leaving the Scott Satterfield signing day press conference, and as I was returning home from the football complex, saw three different Pierce Clarkson billboards display as I was making my drive home. So it's certainly not something I've ever experienced before, and kind of a cool thing to see, which is obviously creating a lot of buzz around the program. But back to Pierce, with his commitment, he's now number sixth all time for Louisville as far as the highest rated prospects to commit to Louisville. So another instance, another example of how things are trending the right way. But overall for the 2023 class, where we are right now, five known commitments. As I mentioned, Pierce Clarkson, we're going to have Adonijah Green on here in just a minute. He was the first one announcing for the Cardinals on Christmas Eve. But in reference, when you're looking at that that average prospect rating that I mentioned, second highest in program history at 8.626, these five currently are 8.919. Very significant boost. Currently sitting, again, very, very early. This is certainly going to change. It could go up, it could go down. That currently sitting at number 12 nationally, number two in the ACC. That is certainly where you want to be if you want to compete for the ACC and become an annual top 25 program and play, you know, in the top tier bowls and roll the dice and see what else can happen. So things continuing to, you know, trend in the right way. And when we were visiting with Scott Satterfield, one of the things that really struck me is the confidence that he exuded for the 2023 class. I mean, he joked that there's another big time commit that he has that we're not aware of yet. And as you've seen, there's plenty of buzz on social media from Clarkson and Adonijah Green and the other guys that have committed, trying to attract others to join the class. And Satterfield put it out there. I mean, he said it to, you know, their expectation is to make the 2023 class the best in program history. Here's what Scott Satterfield said on Wednesday about this upcoming recruiting class for Louisville Cardinals.
You know, it's a lot of momentum right now, the most we've ever had. I've told all these recruits, this will be the best class that Louisville football has ever signed, the 2023 class. And we're headed that way. We're gonna make it so. And so much of that is because of, the social media piece. I mean, you get a couple big time players on there that really believe in our program. You know, that momentum rolls, man.
And that's what we're doing. I mean, we're seeing that. We're seeing Pierce Clarkson tweet multiple times a day at guys he would like to have come and join him at the University of Louisville. He's going to make another visit to Louisville the first weekend in March, March 4th. Spring practice will be going underway. Expect a number of elite type prospects to make the trip for that weekend as well. We'll have coverages of that as it continues to be planned out and guys confirm their upcoming visit. So there is certainly a buzz going on with University of Louisville football recruiting. So, I like the confidence that Satterfield has throwing it out there. Hey, this is going to be the best class that the University of Louisville football program has ever seen. And he said, quote, we're going to make it so. You know, so looking forward to seeing how that continues to roll. Obviously off to an excellent start, but once you get the commitment, you have to continue to recruit the kids, and then you have to eventually sign them, you know, either in December on the early period or on the traditional signing day in the first week of February. So a lot to be excited about for Louisville football recruiting. And one of the guys to get excited about, I mentioned him, he's going to be joining us here, is Adonijah Green. He was the first member of the 2023 class. He's getting active on social media as well. You've seen him. If you're on Twitter, you've probably liked his post, or you may have retweeted him, whatever the case. But he and the other guys in the class are active as well. So with that, let's bring on Adonijah Green. Excited to bring our guest in here to the Cards Cast, the first member of Louisville's insanely buzzing 2023 class, Adonijah Green. He's 6'5", 203-pound edge player from Ellenwood, Georgia, Cedar Grove High School. Adonijah, appreciate you stepping into the Cards Cast with us.
Yeah, no problem.
So let's start at the beginning for you. How did the relationship with Louisville begin? And take us through that process real quick on how, you know, it led to eventually your commitment.
So with the commitment, it was real easy. Louisville, they started recruiting me around, I think it was the mid or beginning season portion of my season. Yep. And ever since they offered, they were coming hard. I talked to Coach Aaron, Coach Ivy almost every day. They always checking up on me. So they started to build that connection, and that's what put them out in front.
Nice. And I just want to double check. Are you still 6'5", 203, or where are you at?
I'm around 210 now.
210, cool. I'll get that updated for you. You mentioned Coach Ivy. Obviously, he's going to be your eventual position coach. I hear a lot of guys talking about, Coach Ivy and what he, you know, how exciting or how he connects with you guys. What is it about Coach Ivy to you that makes him so impressive?
He's very honest and upfront. He when he tells you something, you can feel that he's going to keep that promise. So that, and he's very relatable. He has so many cool, exciting stories to hear about. Even like, I can see myself being with him like on an everyday basis.
Well, that's important too. And he's going to be there, you know, leading you not only on the field, but you know, obviously somebody that you can look to off the field. And what's their relationship with Coach Satterfield like?
Oh, it's good. He came to the school, I think, the week before we went down there to what week was that? I think it was the 29th. We had went down there. He came and visited the school. Coach Ivy had came and visited it. Coach Nicholson, they all had came in that week of different days. So to know that they came like pretty much almost every day that week to come and visit me, it was real, real nice. Excellent. But with Coach Sat, we had a few meetings. We talk, laugh, get to know one another. My bad. And just telling me about how I'm a valuable piece to the puzzle and how I can help them potentially win the ACC championship in the future.
As you mentioned, you've been to Louisville for a visit, and you've been to Louisville now for multiple visits. What have you liked about, what stood out the most from your trips there?
The player coach interaction. I see that the coaches and the players have a good bond, and that just outside of football itself, I know that they'll take care of me. And talking with some of the players, they have great experiences with the coaches. They let me know that coming here with this coaching staff, they're going to develop me and teach me the right way. And I think that's a key part to going to a program that fits you.
Again, we're joined by Adonijah Green, Louisville's first commitment in the 2023 class, did so on Christmas Eve. What was that experience like? Obviously, I imagine being around family and stuff, but kind of like an early Christmas present to you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I called Coach Aaron like a week or two before Christmas Eve, and I was telling him how I think I'm ready to make that move and commit. And he's like, awesome. So when are you going to announce? And I was like, I don't know. I'm debating between Christmas Eve and New Year's. So I picked New Year's, but I couldn't wait no more. So I just decided to go ahead and announce it Christmas Eve. But yeah, being around family, I didn't tell them. So they found out Christmas Eve too.
Oh, wow.
It was, it was pretty, pretty amazing. And it was an early Christmas gift. We all enjoyed it. And it was a great way to celebrate Christmas.
Nice. So take me, I guess, briefly into that moment. I mean, did you just gather everybody around? Hey, I want to tell you, you know, how did that all work?
So it's like a thing. We come together. What we used to do, we used to open one Christmas present before Christmas.
Yeah, so, every kid's dream.
yeah. So this time we didn't do that, but we had a little informal dinner, you should say.
Yeah.
And at the table, I was like, I think I'm ready to commit somewhere. And they were asking where, and they were all just guessing. So nobody got it right, though, by the way. But
really?
I told them, they were all happy. It was congratulations.
That's
all. They was all happy, and they were all ready.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And since then, obviously, four others have joined you in the 2023 class. Obviously, Pierce Clarkson, the number 111th overall player in the class, number 10 quarterback in the country coming in from California. And things have just kind of exploded online. I mean, you guys are really pushing, you know, the recruiting efforts to other guys that you want to bring into this class. What's that like? I mean, you guys seem like you're pretty organized and already well-connected between you guys.
Oh, yeah. So on the 29th, I met Piercy. We were talking, and we were just talking about how this is going to be the best recruiting class for Louisville, not only for Louisville, but for the 2023 class, because we're planning on making some things that nobody expect happen that could happen. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're trying to get happening.
It's like every time I turn around, one of you guys are tweeting at somebody. But I think,
yeah,
it's kind of crazy. It looks like the response from other top targets is pretty good, because from what I hear, you're going to have another impressive group of kids coming in and in early March as well.
Yeah, that's what we're planning on.
So keep, you know, that's pretty cool. So let's stop.
Yeah, it's...
I was going to say, let's step off the football field for a moment. Like, let's get to know you a little bit, the non-football player part of you. You know, what kind of things do you get into when you're not on the football field or working out or anything related to the game? If there are moments like that.
Yeah, it's rarely moments. That's football like every day. But
yeah.
Right now I'm playing basketball, so I enjoy playing that, helping me keep in shape. And besides basketball, I like to go and really help my brother, my little brother. He plays basketball. When he was playing football, I used to help work, help like teach some of the younger guys on his team about football. Yeah. I like to play games every now and then.
Yeah, a favorite.
Well, that's about it. It's usually just football.
There you go. Tell me a little bit about basketball, man. What's the, I guess, your season like, and what's that experience like for you? Looks like you hopped on mute for a second. There you are.
Yeah, I don't know. So for basketball, I'm pretty I can say I call myself good. I'm a dual athlete, so I'm good at like everything. But the team, we are a little shaky right now.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get things turned back around in the right direction.
So, how's it help you on the football field as an edge player? What benefits do you get from basketball that carries over to the football field?
Footwork. With basketball, it's a lot of footwork and like body motion. I think that'll help me on the field.
Nice. And now, obviously, you just recently completed your junior year. How would you describe your junior year went?
It went pretty good, but I still think it's a lot of unfinished business. I ended the season with 16.5 sacks.
Nice.
I feel like I got a little cheated out of that with I think I had 73 tackles, total tackles, one interception, and one forced fumble.
You do it all.
Yeah.
You know, so on that note, what are your hopes for what you want to accomplish as a senior year there at Cedar Grove?
My hopes is just to double my stats and get better so that when I get to the collegiate level, I'll be where I need to be to play.
Nice. Any plans to come back up for another visit anytime soon?
Yes, I'm planning on coming back up in March.
Nice. Check out spring ball.
Yeah.
Adonijah, I appreciate you stepping into the Cards Cast with this last question. Any message for Card Nation?
Just be ready. Me, Pierce, and the other commits. We're trying to get some things working.
You guys are doing a great job too. So keep it up, and appreciate it. But yeah, again, appreciate you stepping into the Cards Cast with us. I want to thank Adonijah Green for stepping in and joining us here on the Cards Cast. Always a joy having the prospects, the commitments, join us on the Cards Cast. It's a great way to get to know them a little bit better, a little bit more about what makes them tick, a little bit more about why Louisville was the school for them. So again, appreciate him joining us here and looking forward to talking to him and catching up with him throughout the entire 2023 recruiting process. As we've seen, and as you heard, he's very motivated and determined to, like other guys in the class that we've talked about, determined to make the 2023 class the best in program history and one of the best in the country. So it's going to be a blast, I think, really tracking it as the recruiting calendar continues for 2023. And March, is poised to be another big month for the Cardinals. Had a great run there in January. February is a dead period. And with the beginning of March, kids can once again come on campus. As we've reported and as we've discussed, they're already lining up visits for that first weekend in March. We'll have plenty of that coverage coming up as the days and the weeks nudge closer to that, as well as spring practice. Can't believe and I'm very excited that spring football season is nearly upon us. So look forward to covering that as well. In the meantime, keep at Cardinal Authority for continuing coverage of all the recruiting coverage, what's going to be happening with the coaching search, the AD, and so much more. So keep clicking at Cardinal Authority.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.